What's your excuse?
I have a lot of them.
I wasn't done talking.
Oh, well.
No. That was actually rhetorical for you. No. What's your excuse? Three words, one photo, and that photo with that caption went viral after a woman named Maria Kang posted that online about 6 years ago. So here's
Do you remember this now?
Yeah. Okay. So the photo, if you remember, is of this just like smoking hot. Can I say smoking hot?
Sure.
Smoking hot woman with her three little kids. She's in like boys' shorts. She's got the ripped abs. And it says, "What's your excuse?" Now, her idea of what that meant was something different than the way many people around the world and on this planet took it. Mm-hmm. You know, the internet went crazy, and not crazy good. People took it as mom shaming, fat shaming.
All the shaming.
And Maria Kang, to her credit, took it. And she fought back. She defended what she had said. 6 years later, she's actually redone the photo. There's a new caption. We'll talk about that. And on this Dying to Ask, we're going to talk about how do you survive going viral in this world?
Rough.
It was rough. But what she's done in the 6 years since she posted that photo, pretty remarkable. On this Dying to Ask, we talk motivation, inspiration, and maybe a little bit of redemption with Maria Kang.
I'm Deirdre Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with knowing how people do things. I write the book, they start the company, they go from idea to reality. I call it the art of the follow-through, and I want to know how people go from A to B. This is the Dying to Ask podcast.
So Maria Kang, thank you for coming into the Dying to Ask podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I've had this post-it up on my desk since we started the podcast, and your name has been on it.
Oh.
For like months now, I've been saying, I really want to ask Maria Kang to be on, and I've been kind of waiting. And so I just kind of felt like this was a good time as we reset the year and we start focusing on fitness and our health and all that stuff. So thanks for coming in. So for people who maybe were under a rock 6 years ago and do not remember your name, let's go back, because you went viral about 6 years ago with a photo and a caption that set people off. So let's go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
God, I can't believe it's been 6 years ago. It seems like yesterday. 6 years ago, I had a photo of me and my sons, who were 3, 2, and 8 months at the time, and it was the caption, "What's your excuse?" And I was looking pretty good, you know.
Smoking is what you're.
I was in boy shorts and a sports bra, but it was a very powerful photo, you know, because I did give birth in 2009, 10, and 11, and it really was the intent was to inspire. To motivate. Everyone knows the busiest people are mothers. And if I can make this happen, if I can prioritize health, you can do it too.
And the interesting thing is you were working within the fitness world in addition to other things too, but you were really into fitness. You had fitness groups you had started. This was very much a part of your life and had been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was a trainer in college. You know, I went to UC Davis. I was a part-time trainer. I worked with 24 Hour Fitness as a manager. You know, I started a nonprofit in 2007 called Fitness Without Borders. When I became a mom and unexpectedly in 2009, I decided to start a fitness community in Elk Grove because I didn't have any friends and I wanted to lose weight. So I was very passionate about fitness, and it stems from my mother's health issues. You know, I knew that my genetics were very much against me. The women in my family all had, you know, had gained 50 plus pounds while pregnant, you know, stretch marks, everything, the works. And so I knew I'd had to be very proactive. So I actually do have a background in fitness, and people need to understand and know that. That really did help me as an advantage after having kids.
And so really when you put the photo out there, it was with the intent of inspiring and continuing with your fitness message.
Oh, sure. No, I was, you know, like I said, I was absolutely inspired because of my mother. You know, growing up, I was one of four children, and she was always busy. And I watched her work very hard in the home and in outside the home. But she dealt with diabetes in her 20s and strokes in her 30s, heart attacks in her 40s. She had a kidney transplant before she turned 50. And the majority, 80% of what has become of her health is all preventative. And so I knew that I wanted to spread a message of you need to take care of yourself too, because oftentimes moms don't take care of themselves.
We're
the very last person.
Always last.
We need, if we want to help others, we need to help ourselves. We need to put ourselves not necessarily first, but we need to prioritize it somewhere in our day. And so when I came out with that message, it was really trying to motivate and empower mothers, but not necessarily mothers, but just people in general. Like I said, I wasn't really directing it at mothers.
Right.
I was really directing it towards the general public. Like, so if where, I can do it.
Where did you put the photo out?
I put it on Facebook.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into fitness too. Uh-huh. I'm drinking your Kool-Aid. We drink the same little like Kool-Aid man. You know?
He's running the low sugar Kool-Aid.
Yes. Oh,
not,
of course.
Not the
of
one
course.
With stevia
no,
though.
No, no, no. Not like dumping yeah. the cup full of sugar into it. So like I would see that and I would be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But people didn't. They went crazy.
Oh,
how
yeah.
quickly once that photo kind of reemerged uh-huh. did it get insane?
So it came out in 2012. You know, like I gave birth to my last child in 2011, and I got a large fitness accounts shared it, and it was incredible, the feedback and also the criticism. But I'm the type of person, and those who know me personally know I really don't take much offense to a lot of things. I just, it just rolls down my back. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And I'm very strong in my beliefs. But man,
I haven't noticed that at all. No.
But I will say, like, it happened when it went really, really viral. Mm-hmm. It was because I was, I can remember the day distinctly. I think it was even a Thursday or Friday. I had a school field trip with my son going to the zoo, and I got a message, and someone said, you know, you need to take down your profile picture. It was my profile picture at the time. She's like, you know, you are everything wrong with women. And
he's just from somebody who's following you on social media?
She probably wasn't following me, or maybe she was a hater following me. I don't know. But she said, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, this is, she was just saying so many mean things. And I said, you know what? I'm sick of this. Because I actually, you know, things roll down my back and I don't really think about it. But now I decided I'm going to respond to this. I'm going to respond to everybody who said all these mean things to me.
This is in the middle of school filter.
Oh, no. This is right before. It was okay. Literally a 5-minute post. And I said, you know, sorry, not sorry. I'm not going to apologize for, you know, not having gained 50 pounds and prioritizing my health. And I'm not going to say sorry for all the hard work that I put into being healthy, because this isn't genetically, you know, I'm not genetically gifted.
Yeah.
And it was really much, you know, if you want to blame, complain, and shame people, you know, this is not, you can't do it with me, because I'm not going to put up with it.
So then you go on the field trip.
And then I go on the field trip.
And you're standing next to the monkey cage, and what happens?
So I'm in this field trip, and I don't really get notifications on my phone, because that's one of my tips, by the way, for busy moms. Don't have any notifications.
No.
And for anyone, don't have notifications on your phone. But then I did click on, because someone mentioned, one of my girlfriends texted and said, did you see this? And they saw that my photo was going viral online. Like, they would see my photo on their feed. People were sharing the photo, and every single time I refreshed my phone, like every 5 minutes, I'd have 10,000 new followers. It was that quick. It was like a little lightning, you know. So it's crazy.
Are you excited or are you scared?
I was just like a little shocked. I was just more in a shocked phase. Yeah. So it was interesting.
Okay, so then how quickly does it become a thing? And how do you know it's a thing?
Oh, I knew it became a thing when I got the call from Good Morning America. So when Good Morning America calls and says, you know, we'd like to have you on our show, and we need you to sign this contract to make sure you're not going to be on anyone else's show till we film you, and they come literally the next day.
You should have done Today Show.
And then I did the Today Show. And
you
I did
every show.
I did every
that.
Show after. I mean, it was just, you know, because I got flown out to New York. It was incredible. Like, I stopped. My husband's here. He took all the phone calls. Like, it was mad. I mean, I was sick of talking. I was sick of just listening to myself, because I was the same message, and people just wanted to hear from it.
No, I mean, you're extraordinarily poised and just clearly very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have conversations like, what are we going to do with this? Because all this happens so quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you go from being on the school field trip to becoming the spokesperson for women's fitness
uh-huh.
and defending yourself.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys, do you even have time to talk about something like that?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I think this goes back to success, and that equation being success equals preparation, a meeting opportunity.
Yes.
And so up until that point, you know, I've gone through a lot. You know, I knew that I wanted to make fitness my passion after college. I mean, I studied international relations and history and political science. Clearly, I'm using all of those majors right now.
especially politics.
Especially politics. But, you know, I knew that fitness is my passion because, like Confucius, I love reading, I love philosophy. But he says, you know, if you want to not work, you know, do something you love. and you won't have to work a day of your life. And so I knew that my purpose, my passion was absolutely helping people change their lives via fitness. And so that's why I set up my nonprofit. That's why I started my group. And it wasn't really with the intention of having the platform that I have today. But man, you know, I was really set up. And I was prepared when that happened, that I had so many things in place to, you know, direct people on what to do after they're ready to be woken up.
Here's what I remember about it. I remember being in our newsroom and you were doing a talk back, I think for CNN at the time, or one of the cable channels. And a talk back is where you stand in front of a camera by yourself, you have a microphone, and then you're listening to an interviewer thousands of miles away. And I mean, I do this every day. I can't imagine how terrifying it is for somebody who's maybe never done anything like this before. And then everybody, you know, in our newsroom is like, I think that's the mom. I'm like, of course it is. But I remember standing back. I remember what you were wearing. You were wearing this gorgeous, like, red wrap dress, full of confidence. And you stood there and you took the questions. And I stood back in the corner and I just kind of watched. And I was standing there with one of my colleagues and said, what do you think is going to happen with her? And I told her, I said, I think she's going to be just fine. I think she's going to weather this. I think she's going to go through some just hell for a while. So, but I'm really kind of curious to see what she does with this, because I think she has a platform and she's ready to use it.
Oh, yeah.
And you definitely did.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that day. I think I was here for Access Hollywood, actually.
I think you did a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you really handled it. And people threw a lot of really hateful stuff at you. You're accused of mom shaming, fat shaming, all the shaming. I mean, people said some really, really awful things.
And, you know, I'm the type of person that I really, you know, you give it to me, I'm going to give it straight back to you. Because the number one problem, that something that's going to save us in America, is just taking accountability and responsibility. We live in a very shame-ridden, like, you hurt my feelings, very politically incorrect, correct, whatever, culture. Right. And the fact is that if you want to change, you need to take responsibility for your thoughts. And that's pretty much what I said in that viral post, is you need to create, take responsibility for the thoughts that came out of your head. I didn't say that. I never called you fat or ugly or lazy. I never said any of that. But you're obviously saying things to yourself and you're thinking I'm saying it. And I didn't. I just said, what's your excuse? You know, and 80% of Americans right now who are overweight or obese think they have an excuse. And the majority of it is preventative, or they can take control.
Did you have a moment when all this was going on where you're like, man, I really wish I'd rephrase that?
No.
No? Even when it was really bad?
No, because I think that it's all about the intent. If your intention was to spread goodness and awareness and kindness and support, then however anyone took that, they're really on them. And that's, I think everyone needs to live their life, you know. I mean, of course, be careful of how your messages come out. And I sometimes, and I have, in, you know, since then, I'm trying to be a little bit nicer in the way I talk, whatever. But you know what? There's nothing I can. There's nothing that I can do, you know. I'm sure you deal with this too. It doesn't matter what you do. Some people just take you the wrong way, and it really is a reflection and a projection of themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
I always think about it, like, where did it come from? What place did this message come from? Which is great on a one-to-one, where I can say, look, this is where I was. But when something goes viral, you're dealing with thousands of people who, there's no way you can have that conversation one-on-one.
So, yeah.
Like you said, people are going to take it way they're going to take it sometimes.
Yeah. And I believe that it takes, you know, everything's about timing. You know, this is a really great time in America where there's a lot of mom conversations and there's a lot of, that we have a obesity issue. And social media is just starting to really pick up, right? Or back then it was. But I will say that, you know, I knew that eventually, you might not hear me now, but it's only a matter of time where you're going to be like, what is my excuse?
Yeah.
You know, what is holding me back? I had a lot of messages today of people saying, I didn't like you at first, but I love you now. I didn't get it back then, but I get it now. And I knew it. It's like a child and a parent. It's like, you don't understand now, but you will when you will, you know? And that's exactly where I'm at right now.
Well, 6 years later, you have come up with a little bit of a twist on that message. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about moving that message forward, what you've been doing in the last 6 years. She's a busy girl. Oh my gosh, you thought I was busy? I'm a slacker. More with Maria Kang right after this.
KCRA3, your best choice for news at 11.
Live team coverage tonight.
No Sacramento station covers Northern California better than KCRA3.
We have breaking news on that rescue.
With resources to bring you the story wherever it happens.
Get those cannons away from me!
And detailed perspectives you won't see anywhere else.
Livecopter 3 shows that fire burning.
The experience you've come to trust every night.
Here's what we know right now.
Your best choice for news at 11. KCRA3, where the news comes first.
5 years after you put out the caption, What's Your Excuse?, you released a new, kind of an updated photo with your kids again, boys, still adorable, cute boys, but 5 years older. And instead it said, What's Your Reason?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd that idea come from? And what was different about this picture?
Well, first off, I was 10 pounds heavier. And my kids were older, and I was going to put, What's Your Excuse? I'm like, that's my brand. I have no excuse moms. You know, I'm all about the excuses.
Which is your fitness community for moms.
You know, and then but as I was creating it, and I was literally on Photoshop putting the words, What's Your, you know, I wasn't Photoshopping my body. I was Photoshopping the, I was just adding text, you guys. But I just said, you know, I just don't think that's me right now. You know, I think I've already asked that question. I think right now, what's most important is people find their reason. And it goes back to, I always tell people, you know, there's so many things that you can do to lose weight or to get healthy, right? And it's not about the what. It's not about the what. It's about the why. If you figure out your why, you can figure out the how. And so I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to ask the why. I'm going to ask the what's your reason? Because if you can figure that part out, you can overcome anything. So.
And so it seems like when that came out, obviously it also, I believe, went viral, but for completely different reasons. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this resonated better, or do you think maybe the fact that you were 10 pounds heavier also, I mean, I'm thinking you're
it's
laughing,
true.
Jeff, but I'm telling you, I'm doing girl brain right now, and that is how some women might think, I think.
I think.
Was there something that people are like, oh, see, she is a little bit more like the rest of us?
Oh, yeah. I think that people like to resonate with people. Like, oh, yeah, she's a lot like, and if people follow my social media, they know that I've always been like them. They just, you create this barrier when people look different. And in fact, even though I'd gained 10 pounds, a lot of it was muscle. You know, I still looked pretty good, but
you look fantastic.
But I definitely think the softer message made people feel like, okay, well, let me be more self-reflective. It's not attacking like the word excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, when you look at that experience of going viral, like what were the really awful things about the experience?
I think that the most awful things is that there is criticism, and it's not just me. It's my husband. It's my kids. It's people saying, "Oh, those are ugly kids," or they look like they come from different fathers. You know, I didn't talk to my mom for like a good month because I was kicked off Facebook at one point because I talked about obesity, and people talked about my mother, and she's like, you know, I can't even go shopping in my favorite stores because they all know who you are, and they think that you're against them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, you're my mom, you know, that's not my intent. So
that's the part of it, Maria, I think a lot of people wouldn't anticipate.
Oh yeah.
Maybe like that, those kind of like ripple effects, kind of like a way
out,
you know, like how it does kind of impact other people.
It does. It impacts your family, you know, if it impacts the people around you. So and it also it draws certain people to you, and that's not always good either. Like I drew a lot of people towards me that really wanted a part of that, you know, not so not much limelight, but just wanted a part of that what's the word, platform.
Yeah.
So but yeah, it was hard on especially me and my mother. We had a pretty rocky relationship for a good month because of just my belief that, yeah, if you're obese, mom, and you know this, mom, you know what I mean? You are more susceptible to a lot of health-related issues, mom. We know this. And for me, speaking the truth, and I think that was the hardest part, is I'm just a truth talker, you know, and I'm willing to change my truth if you give me good evidence. And obviously through experience that changes. But the truth is, everybody out there, is that if you are overweight, there are higher chances of you having a lot of health issues, and you can prevent these things. And that's one of the things that I just feel like people are uncomfortable, you know, really looking at themselves and realizing, I have control. Like, it is my fault, number one, you know. Of course, it's not your fault if I always say 30% of who you are is genetic, you know? And obviously, maybe your parents fed you fast food and you can only afford whatever growing up. But you have to really take ownership of where you are today in order to make change. Otherwise, if you keep blaming, you can't take control of the problem because someone else is going to have the control over this problem.
Why do you think, sometimes we joke about people being, like special snowflakes and, and all the reasons for it. But why do you think these are really such hard things to talk about these days and that concept of personal responsibility and maybe personal discipline sometimes is just not real popular?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think that a lot of people, people have a hard time taking responsibility because it's a lot. They think it's easier to put it on somebody else. It's kind of like being a child, with our kids. Like, oh, it's not my fault. It's that person's fault, It is easier. Seemingly short term, it's easier. But long term, it's not. Right. So we always want to go with what's easy. It's easier to sit on the couch than to run. It's easier to work a little bit versus 8 hours. Right. So I think it's just all about what's easiest. And what's easiest is thinking that it's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm not doing well financially or my relationship's bad. It's not my fault that I'm overweight. But in truth, in order to make change, you have to take accountability. Mm-hmm. Even myself and my husband, I'm very open in my social media, especially my website that I've had since 2005. I mean, we separated a couple years ago and I had, even though I was so blameful, I had to ask myself, well, why is it also my fault? What was my, position in this partnership?
Yeah, I remember reading that, following along. I'm like, wow, that is really, really right. And Davidson.
He's like, I can't believe she's talking.
I think that's really interesting because, like you said, like this whole experience put all of you into kind of a spotlight. Obviously unintended side effects is just the stress and the pressure that it puts onto a family unit with this much
attention? Well, he's nodding his head. I can only tell you my perspective. Going back to, real quickly before I answer that, going back to what's easiest, when I was going through that hard times and when you're overweight or when you're depressed, which is, obviously a root to why someone's overweight as well, is you want to take the easy way, which is, it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. It's that person's fault. He made me feel this way or he did this and that's why this happened. So it really took a lot of maturity.
I can tell you're a boy mom like me because
it's
the he.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it took a lot of maturity to say, where was I in this whole situation? How did I contribute to this situation? And that goes with weight loss and that goes with marriages and that goes to relationships. So in regards to our marriage, there's certain, you come into a marriage as partners and you all have different personalities. And honestly, we have a very unconventional marriage, because I work a lot, and he's actually retired in a lot of ways. And we have a business together, elderly care homes, but I was busy and it is a balance. And I really can't speak for him, but it was a very tough time. I know for men, especially finding some type of security or finding some type of self-esteem outside of the marriage or inside the marriage, it's tough. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I think maybe just by the fact that you did share it, you probably impacted a lot of people in their relationships as much as maybe you have in terms of people taking responsibility for their health, which I know was probably not the plan originally, certainly not David, since he sits over there in the corner. But I think it's pretty cool that you...
I get a lot of DMs from people who ask me for marital advice, and it's funny because I don't know anything about marriage.
Plan B.
But I will say that, I think another thing that people need to understand is your health, your fitness. I hate it when people just... And you'll see this with my stuff. I don't just talk about fitness. I talk about everything because it's about your whole self. It's your whole self emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. Most people just talk about the physical. But if you can be happy and balanced in all areas of your life, you can be good.
It takes a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeff is tapping me on the elbow, which is code for wrap this section up, Fitzpatrick, which I will. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other things you did. You just touched on the fact that you guys run care homes, which is completely different than this.
Oh, yeah. I do so much.
You do a lot of interesting interesting things. You have a fitness product that you developed and actually got onto the market. I want to talk about that. And then also about like how you do life, because I think it's very interesting the way you do things and how you balance the different parts of your life. So because Jeff is tapping me on the elbow, stop it.
Come on, Jeff.
We'll be back right after this.
First on the scene.
Flames ripped through a Modesto business.
First with the facts.
And one suspect is in custody.
So you're first to know. KCRA 3 News at 4.
Your first chance to get up to speed.
We are the people and we are the power.
To learn what's happening right now.
Another spot fire breaking out across Highway 20.
And to help you prepare for what's next.
When it happens in Northern California, get it first at 4 from the team you trust. KCRA 3 News at 4, where the news comes first.
Are you a list maker? I think you're a list maker.
Oh, obsessively list maker.
Me too.
I think that if you were to put the top, like really efficient woman in a room, like we would all have very similar characteristics.
Okay, I want to know how you do things. What's a day like? What time do you get up?
God, I get up late because I sleep late. But I'd say I get up around 6:30 or 7 o'clock.
Okay, which for most people, Maria, is not late.
Perfect time for me would be 5 a.m.
I love
5:30. 5 a.m. You do 5 a.m.?
No, I get up at 2:15.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't 5
a.m.
do
would be, like, amazing.
So craziness. Oh, my gosh.
Not happening. Not today, anyway. So you get up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
And then I get up, and then the kids get up. And my kids, I really stress independence. Some moms are not. I'm not a helicopter mom. So they make their own breakfast. They have to make their own lunch.
Nice.
Because, yeah. And then when I come downstairs, they're like, I line them up, and I say, let me smell your breath. Let me fix your hair. I'm just kidding. I straighten out their
like
collar. I'm just kidding.
Now you sing.
Exactly.
On the scale of like helicopter to free range, what would you say? Free range helicopter?
I would be more free range. I would
too.
Believe that. And you know what? As we go to school every morning, I make them say a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Do they say their own prayer? Or they say one together?
We say one all together. And it's just a basic one. Mm-hmm. And I think even if you're not religious, I think it's really important to wake up and say your intent for the day. What is your intention?
What was your intention today?
My intention is to have a very, it's usually the same, but it's to have a very efficient, flowing, happy, grateful day.
Are you a ritualistic person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
I think everyone is. I think everyone's ritualistic. I think everyone's tribal. I think
it could be good and bad.
It's very good and bad. Yeah. So you have to be very aware of mm-hmm. your intent in situations, but also the results
right.
of whatever you're doing.
People might think, following you on social media, that all you do is work out all day and post pictures of things like that. But that's not the case.
No.
You actually have an entire career outside of fitness stuff.
Uh-huh.
You guys run care homes.
Yeah. And I think that's something that people also resonated with me, is that understanding that, no, I'm not paid as a trainer or a fitness model, or I'm not really in the fitness industry. I just have a passion for fitness. And so I have 3 elderly care homes in the Sacramento area. They're smaller 6-bed facilities, but we've had them since 2010. And then outside of that, I also have a belly ball. It's like the first massage ball for the belly.
And so this is a product that you developed. When did you start developing it? Was this before the picture or after the picture?
So it was, it came into my head in 2012 when I was massaging my belly, and I was like,
I know what he's thinking right now. Why were you massaging your belly?
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. All the moms out there, you're taught. Do you remember this? Right after you give birth, they massage your belly. They
yes.
massage your uterus. And so I felt good because I knew that I wanted to get that uterus down. And so you can get your uterus down faster by nursing, and also massaging your belly. So I started massaging my belly then, right after giving birth. And then I continued to do it because I dealt with a lot of, I know this is like TMI, but constipation, bloating, digestive issues, all of that. I've always had issues with cramps. And so this is the only thing that made me feel better. And so one day I was massaging my belly after a workout, and I was just like, wow, nobody else massages their belly like obsessively like I do. And I think that this would help a lot of women. And so I decided to create the first belly ball, and it's a nice spiral. It's soft. It's 8 pounds because it needs to be weighted. And I created it before the picture went viral. In fact, I decided to create a social media platform based on knowing that I needed to build a brand.
Which is funny, because that was kind of the original intention of
it was.
Putting the kind of cool photo with what
oh, yeah.
is going to be the inspiration.
Yeah.
And that's the part of the story. I don't think anybody knows that.
No, nobody knows that. So I knew that I needed to get out there as a brand, Maria King as a brand.
Oh, I did.
I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I did. And so I said, I need to take some new photos. I haven't taken photos in 10 years because I've been overweight before kids and all that stuff. And so I took those photos and look what happened. But yeah. It was.
So
it's interesting.
And so now you're actually coming out with a new version of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a version out right now on Amazon, and it's a water filled version. I love it because I travel a lot. It's nice because you can fill it up with warm water. I don't know if you did this when you were a teenager, but you take a warm water bottle and you put it on your belly when you're having cramps. But that's kind of how it feels like. But it's 8 pounds of warm water. But the third version is going to come out later this spring. Which is the original.
And you're actually working with the guy who came up with the ab roller, which
oh,
is one
yeah.
of my favorite all-time inventions.
I think it's such a great invention.
Have you met him?
Well, we have never met, like, in person, but we've been working together for 2 years.
What's his name? Don?
Don Brown.
Don Brown. That's mm-hmm. right. I remember
yeah.
the infomercials.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. I love it because, number one, I can't do everything. And I think that's...
sure?
That's... I know, right? Well, actually, I think I can do a lot of things. But I will say, this is my other tip for moms and everyone out there, is that you delegate. You do what you're good at. And so I have the belly ball, but I also work with Don Brown as a partner. He does a lot of everything else I can't do. And then I also have my care homes. I have an administrator. I have lead caregivers that I work with. My No Excuse Mom community that we haven't spoken about yet, but I have literally over 300 communities in 30 countries.
And this is go into this a little bit. This is a nonprofit uh-huh. that you have, and these are women who meet up in parks, and
yes.
they just work out together because they use the time and the place that they have.
Yes, and so what we promote is support, encouragement, community, friendship, fitness, obviously. And so these moms, they have Facebook groups, so you can always like Google or go on Facebook search and just No Excuse Mom, Czech Republic, which we have a strong group there. You can what they do is they come together, they work out with their kids. You don't have to find a sitter, and they just it's all about community because I believe strongly that you are who you hang out with. You are, and I'll say that again, you guys listening, you are. Who you hang out with, the people around you. And so they really normalize behaviors. And so if there are people out there who are trying to be healthy or trying to be fit while also focusing on their family, you're going to be like them because that's what's normal. If you're around a bunch of drinking buddies, if you're around a bunch of people who really just like to shop or like to party late at night, that's who you are, you know? So anyways, these No Excuse Mom communities is part of my nonprofit. These women, they volunteer their time to create these communities for free. I have 17 regional managers. You know, like I said, I have like online admins. I couldn't do this without them. But yes, if you ever want support, this is the community to get it, especially as a mother.
What do you want to do next? David's like, please, no more.
He's like, retire. I would never retire, by the way.
Because it is interesting, like because of the way people took the picture, like you did have a platform,
mm-hmm.
and clearly you've been able to use it for a lot of things that you're really passionate about. But as you look ahead, maybe to the next 5 years, like what do you want to do? Where do you want to go with it?
You know, I remember, and this is I don't know if you read this story, but I remember in New York when the photo went viral, and like everyone was calling my voicemail, and I was just leaving from the Today Show and the Bethany Show, and we're on the way back to the airport, and I was just thinking, why is this all happening? You know, why this is out of this world nuts right now. And I said, I just started crying because I remembered being a little girl watching my mother in pain because of a stroke. And I remember that feeling of just fear. You know, many people are motivated, not many, everybody is motivated by either fear or love. And that's truth right there. And so I'm still that little girl asking all mothers to take care of their health because you are the first symbol of love to a child. And losing that, the possibility of losing that is painful. And your body, especially having I own elderly care homes, I know what the end looks like. And I'm telling you now, I don't care if you're overweight and you're healthy, extra weight on your body is not going to be good for you. Past 60, it's better to be to have less stress on your joints and on your organs. So if I can utilize and continue utilizing my platform to encourage people to make a difference, to take care of the only vehicle, the only thing that's going to take you through this world and the only thing you own, you know, in 5 years, I can see myself still speaking, but to larger crowds. You know, I came out with a viral photo. I had, a lot of people hated me, you know, a lot of people liked me, but I would really like to be in a place, in a position where people really are starting to really accept me. So that's where I'd like to be at in 5 years.
Anything you change about the whole thing?
I mean, naturally people want to say no, of course not. No, I don't want to live with regrets in life, but I will say there's certain things I wish I was a little bit kinder about. You know, I remember certain interviews, I wish I didn't say that, you know?
That's very honest.
It's true. I mean, there's some mean things, not mean things, it's truthful things at the time. It's kind of like my husband will say this. He's, you know, there's things you say that you don't really mean to say, you know, that you wish you could take back. But yeah, I think that there's certain things that I could have just been a little bit more kinder about.
That's great. What's a good way to keep up with you these days?
So people can, number one, Google No Excuse Mom. Find your local community. Join them. They can find me on social media, obviously, on Maria Kang Fitness. That's K-A-N-G Fitness. That's on Instagram. Now on Facebook, it's Maria M. Kang. But I'm sure if you just Google Maria Kang, you'll find everything.
You're going to find all
everything.
That kind of stuff. And then one last question. Do you know how many times that photo was viewed? Do you know what the stats are on it?
I knew originally. Originally, when it came out, it was like 16 million views.
Wow.
After that, it was probably triple that, because I remember on my website and looking at the stats, it was like a million people, like when I popped on, you know, just on my website. So, oh, yeah. I mean, I interviewed internationally, Australia, Ireland, yeah. Brazil. I mean, I interviewed most places. So.
Well, I watched you in that cute dress and I said I thought you'd be fine. And here we are.
Oh,
you're doing fine.
Thanks.
Thank you, Maria Kang. And good luck with the new belly ball.
Aww.
You can find that on Amazon.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
4 a.m. It's a new day. Okay, so the roosters aren't even awake yet. But KCRA 3 Morning News is, if it happened overnight, Deirdre, Teo, Tony, and Ty have got it covered. Tamara's forecast is so accurate, your day practically plans itself. And Melody monitors the roadways so you always have the best routes to work. It may be too early to see the sun, but you can always see the 3 and get the 3. News, weather, traffic. KCRA 3 from 4 to 7, where the news comes first.
You're a little quiet in this episode.
I was. I was really, really kind of just paying close attention to what she was saying and really just kind of digesting it, I guess.
Is she what you expected?
Yes and no. I think that the way that she presented what she had to say, that was normal to me. That was kind of what I expected. I think some of the things that I didn't expect was, first of all, when she was talking about taking accountability, essentially, for yourself. Like, you can't just be making excuses for whatever it is, if it's your health or if it's your relationships. Like, some of that is on you. And
own
you
it.
Can't go and blame somebody else.
Right.
And I think that a lot of this I kind of took to heart just because lately I've been thinking a lot about just my health.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, like, I'm not a runner. Like,
I can fix that.
I have always hated exercising. Like, it's just, I'm not super athletic. Like, the only exercising I do is when I play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
And even then, I walk a lot of the time.
Can I tell you that? That's ridiculous. You have a career when you're not talking on the podcast where you're carrying a lot of gear and where you have to be active.
Yeah. I mean, there's walking, there's like lifting, but there's also a lot of sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of just kind of in the live truck waiting, that sort of thing. So it's one of those, like, this is something I've been thinking about for the last couple of months. I'm just like, man, I need to get in better shape. Like, A, because I love playing Ultimate Frisbee, so I want to do better
mm-hmm.
at that. And then B, because like I want to be around for a while. Like, Julie is younger than I am, and I'm like, they always say that men always die first, so I want to be around for as long as I can with her and spend time with her and just kind of have longevity and health and wellness.
Okay, I'm going to challenge on that. You don't need to get in shape, Jeff. You need to change the way you look at exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you do
it's
that,
a chore.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is once you do it and you feel good, you get just as hooked on that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get off my soapbox now. If you would like, well, Maria told you how to find her online. She's like, put Maria and it'll all come up. Right. She's super motivational. Start following her and you'll start getting motivated about that. You can follow me on Instagram at RunReadSip. I'm on Facebook at KCRA Deirdre. I'm on Twitter at KCRA Fitz if you want to tweet me. And then if you want to follow Jeff on the Insta.
At Producer Jeff on Instagram or at Dine to Ask Podcast for the Dine to Ask Instagram.
That's right. I want to see you start posting some running pictures.
Next time I play Frisbee.
Yeah. That'll work. All right. Thanks for listening today. And thank you again for everybody who's been subscribing, sharing, and downloading the podcast. The greatest way for us to grow it is for you to kind of do the work. So if you could leave us a review, that would be super awesome. We'll see you next time.
Bye.